Welcome back to another week's edition of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920. The purpose of this show is simple. We want to put you, whether you're planning to buy your home or planning to sell a home, or you have a family member who is planning to buy or sell, or a friend or something like that, we want to put you in a position where you understand as much about the real estate transaction as you possibly can. I know this sounds like a big commitment, but we don't want you, if you're doing a real estate transaction as a buyer or a seller, we don't want you to learn anything at closing or after that you should have learned before. In this segment of the show, we have our Metro Atlanta residential real estate update for the last 7 days. In our Something You Should Know About Atlanta, we're going to talk about drive-in theaters. It's been years since I've been to a drive-in. And we're going to discuss shipping containers converted in Atlanta to combat homelessness. Believe it or not, the first tenants have moved in. My name is Cleve Gaddis. You're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, our purpose is to help you understand everything you need to know about buying or selling homes in Metro Atlanta. I can't tell you how many conversations I have with buyers and sellers after the fact, those who are working with other agents, I'm not being disparaging about my fellow agents. There's lots of good real estate agents in Metro Atlanta. But they constantly complain about learning things after closing that they really should have learned before. And one example, we had a friend, an acquaintance who purchased a home, and they were buying from a new home construction builder, and there was a few things in the home that really didn't meet current electrical code. One of them was the way the fuse box or the circuit board was wired, and they hired a home inspector who was not CABO certified. CABO certified means they are certified in current building codes, and so when the home inspector made the recommendations of what needed to be fixed, the builder said, it didn't need to be fixed, and because the current building code was not cited, the buyer just moved on and thought, okay, no big deal. Well, it turned out that it was a big deal. There was a short or an electrical arcing or something like that in the panel, and as a result, the home buyer, within 2 or 3 weeks of moving in, was without power for almost a week. Now, I know this is an unusual situation, and it certainly doesn't happen all the time, but this is what I mean when I say we want you to go into a transaction with your eyes wide open. We don't want you to learn anything at closing or after that you should have learned before. And don't forget, we want to connect with you, and it is so easy to connect with us. Just go to gogaddisradio.com, GoGaddisRadio.com. You can ask questions that we answer on air or off air. I have very, very many conversations with people off air. You can make comments on things that I say or things we don't include in the show. You can push back or challenge any ideas or things we say. You can share your ideas with us on making houses more livable, tips on things that you've seen other people do when it comes to selling or buying a home. You can request your neighborhood, your specific neighborhood, be included in the additional research we do for our neighborhood spotlight, and you can subscribe to our podcast. Let's take a quick look at the Metro Atlanta real estate market update for the last 7 days. We had 2,116 new listings. We had 1,405 homes go under contract. We had 1,592 closings take place, and we had 1,575 homes that were listed in Metro Atlanta where the seller decided to reduce the price. Now, you might be listening going, what on earth am I supposed to do with this information? Well, the balance in the real estate market and whether or not homes appreciate all comes from supply and demand. If you have too much supply and too little demand, the odds are it would be almost impossible for home prices to continue to increase. If you look at supply and demand on a quarterly basis, you might very well miss some trends. And can you imagine if you are a home buyer and you're buying a home and there are some trends taking place in the market that indicate The home that you may buy could be worth less money a year from now than it is today. Now, I don't think you could find that in Metro Atlanta, not today anyway, not that I'm aware of. But the reality is, my guess is you would be really frustrated and would have a lot of anxiety if the value of your house started to decrease. Well, as we tell you, we had 2,116 new listings and 1,405 homes that went under contract. We're saying that we have almost 700 new additional listings at the end of the week than at the beginning of the week. So inventory is growing. Now, I'll tell you, we still only have about 2.1 or 2.3 months worth of inventory, depending upon whether it is condos and townhomes or single family detached. So inventory is not a problem. But what if we had 1,000 homes going under contract and 3,000 or 4,000 homes listed every single week? It wouldn't take long before inventory would be out of whack. Now, I'm not giving you that example because I think it's likely to happen, because I don't. But what we want is for you to go from a position of being unsure about the decisions and what's right for you to being absolutely confident and feeling like you have the power to control your own destiny. Let's jump back real quick in our Here's Something You Should Know About Metro Atlanta. We're featuring the Starlight 6 Drive-In Theater. How long has it been since you've been to a drive-in theater? Spring is here, and there's nothing better than to get outside and enjoy all that our city has to offer. And what better thing to do than to catch a movie at the Starlight 6 Drive-In? Drive-in movie theaters have made a big comeback, and for good reason. Catching a flick on the big screen outdoors is a fun, retro way to enjoy a night out. And it's really high on our list of things to do in Atlanta in 2024. The Starlight 6 Drive-In is Atlanta's quintessential drive-in experience. It's tucked in a picturesque area in the outskirts of Atlanta. The Starlight Drive-In Theater has always maintained its lush greenery and ode to the classic Art Deco style. These days, the Starlight boasts four screens with an all-new digital projection system that delivers the brightest picture and clearest sound ever experienced at drive-ins. The Starlight opened in 1949. It showcased one massive screen where moviegoers flocked to see the latest films. In the late 50s, the rising cost of residential and commercial properties forced many drive-in theaters to close. Fortunately, Starlight has thrived due to their location and loyal patrons. In 1956, they added a second screen and changed their name to the Starlight Twin. In the early 1980s, many hardtop theaters began converting to multiplexes with smaller screens, so in 1983, four more screens were added to accommodate the demand, and they opened up the famous swap meet in 1998. The only other drive-in theater in Atlanta was the North 85 Twin, and it was shut down to make way for another multiplex indoor screens. The loss of the North 85 Twin only helped make Starlight more popular with the local community. More than ever, customers crave the nostalgia and double feature fun that is unique to Starlight. In 1999, they held their first drive-in invasion, a three-day event featuring live music, cool cars, on-site camping, and of course, lots of offbeat classic movies. Weekend events like Drive Invasion and Rock and Roll Monster Bash are now a welcomed tradition where local artists, organizations, vendors, and lots of family-friendly activities are showcased. In 2013, the Starlight was transformed once again when it upgraded it to a digital projection system for the highest quality experience ever. That sounds exciting. On any given night, movie fans now enjoy double features with the sharpest, brightest, and crystal clear picture and sound right to the car stereo. With more than 70 years of great drive-in movies, their loyal patrons have made the Starlight into an Atlanta landmark. Come visit and experience how fun it is to watch movies under the stars. You can find out more by visiting Starlight 6 or searching on Google Starlight 6 Drive-In Theater in Metro Atlanta. On weekdays, the Starlight 6 Flea Market offers 50-cent admission to be able to browse a unique variety of their wares. Visit starlightdrivein.com, starlightdrivein.com, for movie times and location. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. I'm Cleve Gaddis, and I appreciate you joining us for this show. Believe it or not, we've had shipping containers that have been converted for Atlanta's first rapid housing site designed to combat homelessness. I would assume that regardless of why you think people are homeless, that like me, you are probably disgusted by homelessness. If you want to learn a little bit more about the shipping container homes, listen to the podcast entitled Exploring Brookside Crossing, Shipping Container Homes and Shoe Etiquette. It's dated September the 4th, 2023. It's available on all major podcasting platforms. There has been a development, or tenants began moving into Atlanta's first rapid housing community in the last week of January. It's called The Melody, and the project is at 184 Forsyth Street in South Downtown, and it stands on what was a city-owned parking lot near the Garnett MARTA station. It includes 40 micro units made from converted shipping containers, with 32 units being ADA compliant. Each unit has a bed, a bathroom, and a kitchenette. If you're looking to sell your home anytime in the next 6 months, we believe we can sell it for $28,000 more than your neighbor. How would you like to sell your house and realize you left $30,000 on the table? Well, we do two things that other real estate brokers in Metro Atlanta don't do. We provide customized maximum value plans and a rehab and refresh budget of up to $15,000. Visit GoGaddisRadio.com. Click on $28,000 to learn how we can put $28,000 more in your pocket, and sometimes $40,000 or $50,000 more in your pocket at closing. This segment of the show is brought to you by John Birchfield and Capital City Home Loans. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, are there legislative changes in the works for the way real estate closings will take place in the state of Georgia? We've got that and more. Stick with us. We'll be back.